Listen, it's the Burt Show.
So Wendy revealed to us yesterday she was dating this nice guy. She sort of dumped him because he was too nice.
Yeah, I mean, too nice in the way, like, pushover nice. Like, anything I said that I wanted, I could have. If I said I wanted to go to this game, he would get us tickets just out of random, which is really nice. But sometimes you just don't want to see someone's full deck of cards. You want to kind of have the game and some sort of mystery and something to figure out. Because I think when you learn too much too fast, there's just nothing to look forward to.
And I think Jeff and I determined yesterday that the too nice guy that Wendy dumped, she probably wasn't physically attracted to, because the conversation is very different. If he's totally hot and he goes out and he gets you tickets to a game that you barely even mention to him, and he's really hot and you're attracted to him, all of a sudden he's this hot, sweet guy. But since you're not physically attracted to him, he's sort of too nice.
No, he was definitely a cute guy and we had fun when we went. But I mean, it was just too much, too fast.
Too available.
Too available and not anything to look forward to besides the same thing, the same thing, the same thing.
Unless he looked like the situation from Jersey Shore. Then you're like, well, I look forward to his abs.
Right. Now, Joanna, your not fiance is a really nice guy.
Jason is a typical, very nice guy. And actually, it's funny that you mentioned that, because when we first started dating, we went out with when I first met him, I was with a good friend of mine. And she happened to mention that her favorite band at the time, or her favorite music artist, was Feist. And this was when Feist was really big. On our very first date, Jason says that he bought me and my friend and him tickets to go see Feist.
That's first awesome.
On our very first date. And he, because he heard it in conversation. Well, mm-hmm. I couldn't go because I already had plans. But because Jason's a good looking guy, I was like, this guy is so sweet. Now, had he been so-so or mediocre, I don't think I would have thought that was as sweet.
It's a little creepy then. If you're not as attracted and he's that aggressive about it, then it's a little creepy.
Yeah,
right?
I hate to say that, but I think it's true.
I think it is too, man. I mean,
everything was great. I went on the first date and it was amazing and over the top, which was awesome. And I had a good time and I gave him another chance and another chance and another chance. And it just became overwhelmingly too much.
All right, so let's assume that you're going out with a guy that's a fairly decent guy and you're attracted to him. This is probably for guys more than it is for women here, because here's the definition, okay? And Blaine Batchelor did a great job on this article. I think this is from a couple of years ago in Sunday Paper. And she defines what a truly nice guy is from a guy that's too nice, all right?
Okay.
The truly nice guy treats everyone, his parents, the waiter, the woman he dates, and most importantly, himself, with respect. He radiates confidence, he leads a rich, satisfying life, and is eager to share it with his romantic interest. As a result, he attracts similarly stable, confident women and sustains healthy, fulfilling relationships. By contrast, the too nice guy, like the aforementioned, simply treats everyone all the time to drinks, dinners, you name it, because he's always eager to please, even at the sake of his own needs or bank account. He oozes insecurity. He might have a life,
ew,
but more often than not, he needs to get one. As a result, he never attracts stable, confident women for the long term and chalks up his failed relationships to women's skewed mentalities.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I mean, confidence is a pretty big key in that, and I think uber eagerness and too nice of a guy definitely goes hand in hand.
So the too nice guy is basically saying, this isn't on me. I'm such a nice guy. This is on insecure women because they're not ready for a guy like me. Whereas the truly nice guy is just nice to everybody all the time, and he's not going out of his way. He's not acting. That's what he really is.
Right, because he's just truly a nice
guy.
Mm-hmm.
Here are some more characteristics of the truly nice guy versus the too nice guy. Truly nice guys don't feel the need to advertise their outstanding character. Too nice guys wear their nice guy title as a badge of martyrdom.
How do they do that then? I wonder what's an example of wearing it as a badge.
As martyrdom. So when the woman isn't attracted to him, they wear it like, I'm such a nice guy.
Oh.
That's why women won't date me.
I think you're right.
They
all
think I'm their brother.
Right.
Right. I'm always in the friend zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Truly nice guys appreciate the objects of their desire. Too nice guys worship them.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That is a big difference.
Say it again.
Truly nice guys appreciate the objects of their desire, and too nice guys worship them.
Gotcha.
Too much.
The object of desire being the woman.
Right. Truly nice guys never pretend to be someone they're not just for the sake of getting the girl. By contrast, too nice guys when they're frustrated about their lack of romantic success, threaten to become a bad boy and treat women like rubbish in hopes of changing their fortunes.
Rubbish.
The first American woman ever actually to use that word.
Rubbish.
You know what she's trying to say there?
Well, yeah, I don't even think like uber nice guys are capable of being anything bad because they just want to please all the time and that's all they do. So I don't know if they're
like you can't even act like it because it's such a foreign concept.
You can try, but I don't think it truly comes off as a bad boy.
And I think what she's saying there, too, is two nice guys, maybe it's not being genuine and they want to just flip it, you know,
maybe.
But the real nice guy, it's just a genuine niceness and they would never think about flipping it because that's just who they are.
And to a point where he won't get walked on, where the two nice guy gets walked on all the time.
And then gets frustrated with it.
Right. A truly nice guy looks for a woman who will respect him. Subconsciously or not, too nice guy looks for a woman who will control him.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Why is that?
I could see that because of insecurity, maybe, and lack of confidence. So they woman can more easily control them than they can her.
They're looking for somebody to tell them what to do.
Right.
Truly nice guys never waste their time chasing mindless arm candy catchers. Two nice guys, however, shower them with drinks, dinners, and diamonds, only to watch these predators slink away to their next two nice guy target when they're restless and ready for another ego stroke or free ride, which is a little bit what you saw with the ticket dude.
Yeah, I mean, anything you want. They're easy to please. I mean, that's about it.
He wants to buy your love.
Mm-hmm.
On the wings of love, the two of us.
Truly nice guys are fundamentally happy with themselves. Two nice guys are fundamentally insecure.
I would agree with that.
Yep.
'Cause it is. It's a fundamental difference. I mean, I think that if you're too nice, you're insecure, and you're overdoing these things to sort of make up for your insecurity. If you're truly nice, then it's just who you are. Mm-hmm. It's just genuinely who you are. And you're going to be that way to the coworker in the office. You're going to be that way to, you know, the people that are your next door neighbors. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be that way to the people that you date.
Right. And that's what she was
not
saying.
Not just to the girls that you date and then you treat other people differently.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yep. And truly nice guys never finish last. Two nice guys who endlessly mope and whine about never getting the girls include the scores of available truly nice ones who are also out there in the dating race, always lose.
One more time again?
Basically saying that the truly nice guy never finished last and the two nice guys always finish last.
Because they sort of...
They're just trying too hard.
Taps into that insecurity again.
Right.
They think, oh, I'm always in the friend zone. Oh, I never get the girl that I want. Well, guess what? That's what you put out there. That's what you get back, right?
Is this an age thing, too? Like, if you're in your 20s and you're still sort of part of the new dating scene, does this apply more to that scene than it would, like, if you're in your late 30s? Because at that point, aren't you done playing more games than you would be in your 20s? And you're, like, ready just for a genuine nice guy. I've been screwed around on my whole life. I've dated tools. I got a whole toolbox of tools, like
Lots
Wendy said yesterday. And now you're just ready for some guy that's authentic and just nice.
Maybe. I mean, I guess as you get older, you want someone genuine. But I think guys still try hard now to be that way, to be just nice and not overly nice. But I don't know.
I think there is a difference in what you're looking for, depending on your age. Yeah.
And also,
men and women.
I guess it depends on the person, too.
I mean, I would like to think that Jason just kind of happened. I wasn't really looking or not looking. And then I'm not going to lie, it did take me a little while to, like, at first I was like, God, he's just so nice. I don't know if I deserve this. You know, he's just so sweet. And then you have to just let yourself, like, let him treat you because you do deserve it. But you need to figure out if this guy is genuinely nice or if he's trying too hard to
be. You think your
nice.
Next boyfriend will, it'll be easier for him to win your love?
I'm going to ignore him.
Good morning, Q100.
That's funny.
Good morning.
Hi, I'm avoiding trying to pronounce your name.
Latte?
Yes, Latte. How are you?
I'm good.
What's up?
Well, I have a comment about the too nice guy versus the truly nice guy.
Okay.
Well, okay, I've had both. Like, I've never been attracted to the bad boys. That's just not my thing. I don't like games. I don't like lying. I can't do that. So, but, like, I like nice guys. But, like, I had a too nice guy that we were together for, like, 2 years, broke up. He just didn't want to be friends. And he begged me to get back with him up until, like, 2 months ago, you know, 3 years later. And he was telling me, oh, I'll change myself for you. I'll do this. I'll do that. you know, I'll buy you this. And matter of fact, like, we lived on different coasts. He lived in Washington State. I live in Atlanta now. And he was like, I'll come down to Atlanta and all this. And I was like, I tried to explain to him, you need someone who's going to compliment you, not someone who you're going to completely change for. It was just too much.
Too available.
Yeah, you're like, have a backbone, dude.
Mm-hmm. That's not confidence.
Show a little self-respect. Yeah.
Do you guys remember the email that we got months and months and months ago? And it was from a guy that was confused in his marriage because his wife was basically daring him to go out and cheat on her.
Yeah, I do remember
kind
that.
Kind of, yeah.
And she was basically saying he couldn't do it. She gave him like 24 hours. She's like, I dare you. Go out. Have an affair on me. Go, go, go.
He had 1 weekend to do it.
He had 1 weekend to do it.
That's right.
And it's the same type situation. I think he's shown no backbone his entire life
right,
with her.
Right.
And she's finally like, show me a little something.
Something.
Cheat on me, man. Go and cheat on
me. That was bizarre.
Anything.
It was. All right, last call. Hey, Lisa, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, I think you hit the nail on the head when you were talking about age, because my husband, we started dating when we were like 30, 31, and he's a truly, truly nice guy. But he even has told me when he was in his 20s, women didn't want to date him for very long because he was too nice. But then once he started hitting like 28, 29, he said it totally changed.
Let me ask you this. If you would have met him when you were 22 years old,
nope, we'd had that talk, too. I dated a guy in my 20s that was a complete jerk. I probably wouldn't have appreciated my husband as much. So, yeah, I probably wouldn't have gone out with him.
So it's probably.
I mean, I might have once or twice, but.
And then dumped him, and you would have lost out on your future husband.
I know. But when you're 21, 22, you don't really think about that.
Well, I still
think. You just want to go party and have fun and all that.
And I still think at 24, I do want a truly nice guy, but I don't want somebody I can run all over either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want somebody I can take advantage of. I want someone to stick up for themselves.
Dude with some backbone. This is the